Bechoros perkvav mishiyot 6:10 Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas Omer es sheyabelis be'eno. If you have a wart growing in the eye of the animal, here we're talking about a wart that is, it could be even in the white part of the eye, the sclera. Even though the Mishnah earlier on in the parak had said the white doesn't matter, here we're talking about a wart that actually has like a, not just a wart, but has a hair growing out of it. So that's so unsightly and significant that even in the white of the eye, it's considered to be a mum that makes the animal, you know, a balm kavua. Or v'shenifkam etzem yado, if it has a chip missing out of its bone in its front leg, v'etzem raglo, or in its hind leg. Again, if you can see the bone's missing, it's not going to grow back. If it's visible from the outside, and it's not going to grow, so therefore it's a balm kavua. V'shenifsak atzmo befiv, or if its jaw is split, like it has a like a cracked jaw, lower jaw in its mouth. V'eino achas gedolim achas katana, or if it has one big eye and one little eye. So according to the Bartanura, we're talking about one overly big and one overly small eye. The eye is as big as a calf, like a cow's eye, and it should be like a goat or sheep. And that's the one big one. And the small one is the size of a goose. So like one very big, one very small. That's what the Bartanura learns. Rashi seems to learn that it's one or the other, either a big eye or a small eye that's sort of so big or so small it looks very strange. That's a balmum kavua, so a bit of machlokas over there. Ozno achas gadol v'achas katana b'mare, or if it has one big and one little ear, so the ears are one big and the other, but it has to be b'mare, you could see the difference. You look at that cow and you say, wow, a cow has one really big ear, one really small ear, that's a problem. Avlo b'mida, you don't measure it, you don't take a tape measure and say, like, this cow's ear is 5 centimeters, this one is 6 centimeters, so that's a balum. No, it has to be like, it's as you're standing at a distance, you see one as being especially big or small. Rabbi Yehuda omer, achas mebeitzev gadola kishtaim b'chaverta. Buddha says the testicles of the animal, if it has one which is twice the size of the other, that's a balmum. V'lohod lo chacham, the chacham say no, it doesn't matter if one testicle is bigger than the other testicle. Although the Gemara says if one testicle is so small it's the size of a bean, that would be indeed a balmum. But in general, variant testicle sizes is lalacha, not a problem if it's not that small.